It's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. On the phone right now, usually we talk to Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson. We have Chief Deputy Randy Tiff. Congratulations to Sheriff. He's actually out of town celebrating his daughter's 30th birthday, so congratulations, old man. Anyway, no, that's fair. He'll get on me when he gets back. What's that, Randy?
Hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah, well, you know, he might be. I mean, you never know. So we got Chief Deputy Randy Tift in the house with us. Chief, welcome back, sir. Always good to have you on the show.
Good to be on here, Andrew.
Hey, a couple of things. Sort of relatively, I know y'all don't love the word, let's say calm. Relatively calm last week. Not a lot of high-profile, newsworthy kind of incidents, right? I will take that. I'll definitely take that. Are you guys a part of the Southern slowdown thing? I know PPD's been really talking a lot about that. Are you part of the speed enforcement thing next week or this week?
Yes. Yeah, that starts July 13th through the 18th. All the southern states, southeastern United States, participate in that with FHP and all the law enforcement agencies participate in it. So we'll be involved in that.
So what does it actually mean? And I suppose we could start with this. I know most people maybe know this. Maybe most people don't know this. In Florida, we actually have a law. You can be stopped for speeding up to 5 miles and over, but you cannot be ticketed until you get to 6 miles an hour over. Is that correct?
Technicalities in that. You have some areas. Now, we don't enforce anything that's 5-6 miles an hour over. Maybe you see a deputy flash his lights, tell him to slow down a little bit, especially in your slower 35s and speed zones like that. But we normally won't pull anybody over for 5-6 miles an hour.
You do, but you do for greater numbers. What does the Southern slowdown mean? Is it increased enforcement? Is it just a focus? Is it just a PR campaign? Like, what is the difference if I'm a driver?
It's just the focus of all law enforcement getting together to create safer streets, slow speeders down, make sure that everybody's out there. The whole goal is to slow speeders down and make our roadways a lot safer. So it's just a way for all law enforcement to get together, and you'll see a lot of involvement out this during that period of time, trying to slow people down so that we can prevent accidents.
I have to imagine, I feel I'm 100% likely to be right about this. How entertaining is it to you as a deputy, as a chief deputy, to drive streets in your regular off-duty vehicle and watch people, and then to drive streets in your lighted vehicle with all the markings on it and see how people react to your presence?
Oh, yeah. It's much different. And there's many times I'm in my POV and they'll try to run me off the road, and I'm thinking, wow, I wish I was in my county vehicle right now.
You get to see the real people. You know, it's like how people are at church and how they are at home on a Saturday night, right? It's the difference
That's
between
right.
how they exactly. behave. The governor has signed, is it the Spectrum Alert Bill? What does this mean?
Yeah, that went into effect July 1st. It's managed by FDLE, just like our Endangered Missing Child Alert. This one is called the Spectrum Alert System, and it's specifically for missing children with autism spectrum disorder under the age of 18.
Okay.
There's a criteria that has to meet. They must be under 18 years old. The law enforcement agency of that jurisdiction must believe that that child has autism spectrum disorder. They have to have a well-founded belief that, based on their investigation, that the child is in danger of death or serious bodily injury. There's actually two criteria for it. One of them is just a spectrum alert. Then there's an enhanced spectrum alert where, during the investigation, the law enforcement agency believes that there's an imminent danger. And we all know that dealing with, and we do a lot with our autism in Santa Rosa County. It's very important to us. We've got a large number of autism minors in our, and some adults in our county. So it's a big deal to us. This helps us. And what it does is basically when that alert goes out, it tells the public, hey, look for this person. The key to this is, and we have one family that I know she takes a picture of what her kid is wearing every single day, and she has it in her phone in case something happens.
Wow.
And that's the big deal, is getting the detailed description or photograph, updated photograph of the child, so that we can broadcast that out to the public and say, if you've seen this this child, please notify law enforcement. And we're going to be in that area. We're going to cover it as much as we possibly can, as many deputies we can. But that public assistance, that makes a big difference, because somebody may see, it comes across their phone, they may see that child walking down the street. They can notify, and we can find that child safely.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I don't think we did it all the time, but I remember at least a couple of times my wife would do that, like when we go to theme parks. Take pictures of the kids right now. So you have current and the clothing that they're wearing, so that if, God forbid, you know, something happens, and that's true for any kid, not necessarily one on the spectrum. But so this would be an on the digital signboards only. This would be, you'd get an alert on your phone only if it's seen. How would you be notified about this? And is it going to be called a spectrum alert?
Yes, it's called the spectrum alert, and it's going to work the same as all the missing children, endangered missing children alerts. You're going to get it on your phone. You'll see it on message boards. It'll notify the public, and it'll be specific to like our area. Let's say somebody comes missing in Navarre. So it's going to be targeted for just Santa Rosa County. It won't go across the state or the panhandle.
Okay. So it's more like an Amber Alert in intensity, but the distribution geographically is going to be more targeted, because these are not cases where we're expecting that they've been kidnapped and transported by a vehicle, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
wow.
Correct.
Okay. So people may have already seen that. Have any of them gone out yet since it got signed July 1st?
We haven't yet. Not in this county. We haven't. I don't know if they've had any across the state, but I know we haven't had any in our county yet.
All right. Well, very good. And obviously, if they see a child like that, 911 right away, right?
That's right. 911. Get a hold of us, and we'll be there.
We're talking to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. I had one other question for you, Chief. Hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're watching a piece of equipment turned over on 90 in Milton as you're heading towards Pace. And that's the only slowdown I'm seeing right now, 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in, let us know. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff. Chief, we've been talking all morning, or I've been talking all morning, about the District 1 Medical Examiner's facility that's being constructed and is almost done. It'll be done next month, on time, on budget. $20 million, four-county area that she and her office serves, moving out of the Sacred Heart basement and over to Santa Rosa off of Milton, right kind of across from the courthouse. A very good location, in my opinion. I had a chance to go look at the facility, and I've been talking about it all morning. I'll put a video up as soon as I get a chance to do it. From your agency's point of view, you know, we have a lot of listeners in Escambia County, obviously, and some in Escambia kind of had the view like this is a loss because it's farther away. In my opinion, if you're serving four counties, like, that is the perfect location, which is why Santa Rosa County donated the land for it. And, you know, but I'm curious, from your perspective, what will this location, if any, maybe it makes no difference, but what will it mean to your agency in terms of, you know, unnatural death investigations?
Well, of course, it's a little closer to us now than driving to Escambia, but that wasn't that big of a deal. The biggest problem with the current facility is room. I mean, every death that we have in our county that the medical examiner picks up and does an autopsy, our law enforcement officers there, our investigators, it is crowded. It doesn't smell good. It's very difficult to really see what's going on. The lighting in there, I mean, it's just, this is going to be state of the art. I think it's going to benefit the medical examiner and her evaluations much better. It's going to allow us to participate in a better environment, to be there when these autopsies are done. And it's going to be a little closer for Okaloosa and Walton. So that's
right.
A big help from them. They've been driving all the way to Escambia County. And I mean, just getting over to Escambia County, trying to find a parking spot to get in the medical examiner's office is a challenge. So this is going to be a benefit to Walton and Okaloosa. It'll be a little closer for them to get there. Because they're doing the same things we're doing. I mean, Escambia, really, you jump on I-10, jump off on Avalon, you're right there. It's probably 15, 20 minutes at the most is all it's going to take you to get there. So this is going to be really critical for solving crimes and for the medical examiner evaluating these deaths. I'm excited about it. They have their grand opening 1st of August, and that'll be the first time I probably get to get in there and look around, but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a big benefit for our whole circuit.
You know, you mentioned several things that are exactly what she told me and Totnat saw for myself. Like lighting, for example, is completely different. It's like daylight in there versus the current facility where you can barely see your own hands. Space for law enforcement officers to be able to be there observing the autopsy. There's plenty of space in the new facility, and there's very, very little space. Parking, they actually have to know everybody's got which keys to which car so that they can shuffle around to manage to get you in, you know, if you're, you know, parked in that facility. But the one thing, and I know for people that have heard me talk about this, they know I'm going to bring it up, but the smell, they could not clean. They do not have the proper, you know, ability to sanitize either the air. The new facility has a half a dozen different ways which will mitigate the smell. And you tell me, I'm just curious, feel free to tell me I'm wrong about this, but I have to imagine, based on my one day of experience in that facility and my vivid memory ever since, your deputies hate going to the coroners, to the medical examiner, because they're going to smell that smell and they're going to come away with that smell and they won't have to anymore. Am I wrong?
And it's hard to wash that off. I think you smell it once you get in there and start smelling it. You smell it for a day or two. It's tough on our investigators. It's tough on the medical examiner staff. They're in there all day in it.
Yeah, and then you have the phantom smells for weeks because it's poignant. It is unfortunate. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it. Everybody who's experienced it knows exactly what you're talking about. Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, as always, Chief. Thank you so much for the time, which you do to keep us safe and keeping us informed. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care, Andrew.
Thank you so much. 8:21. On News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and if you need a new roof or you need some work done on your roof but you're not sure if it's a whole new roof and maybe you're kind of annoyed because, you know, your current roof is, you know, it's only 12 years young and you think, how young? Well, you know, they're saying 10 years now is kind of the standard, and so will you have to replace it? Should you replace it? What about insurance? What about a wind mitigation inspection report? Could that save you money on your insurance? And the answer is, I don't know. I'm not the expert, but I know some of these terms. I know that Quality Roofing Solutions, they are the experts. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago with the idea of, let's give good service, let's be trustworthy, let's stand by our workmanship. In fact, now they do a lifetime warranty on the workmanship for these roofs. And ever since, they've only done 10,000 roofs. They've only got a 4.9 rating on Google. You know, 5 is perfect. 4.9 is pretty good. And their idea is, let's just treat people right. Let's do right by people and treat them well and serve the community and do good work that people can count on. We may not be the cheapest, but, you know, sometimes you don't get what you don't pay for, right? And so I had a good friend who had a roof done recently, and they were not the cheapest. They were not the most expensive, for sure, but she went with them, and she's like, man, I couldn't be happier. They just did what they're supposed to do and treated me well, and I got a great quality product. 777-0961 for QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July.
But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels?
Did you know that the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 17th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by the Dan Stewart Law Firm and Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze. It's The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I knew Hanson would follow me, so to throw him off the trail, I cleverly ducked into the men's room and lost him.
Aboard.
There was no way he could have followed me unless I had toilet paper stuck to my shoe.
Good morning, 8:26 here on News Radio 92.3. Interesting twist, I guess, in the morning's story about the water main being off at the apartments. Tell you about that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
God, I hate it when you do that, dude. As we take a look, there's a few things now. A vehicle crash with injuries. It looks like 9 Mile and Stefani Road in Pensacola, and they are showing a roadblock this morning. Scenic and North Point Parkway, right where you get on near the Dairy Queen, right near I-10. It looks like there is a vehicle crash, so that's slowing things down, specifically on Scenic. And then Brent and Sycamore Drive in Pensacola showing an accident this morning. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown. This is brought to you by the great folks from Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. It's 8:26.
All right. So, Candy, you said you actually lived at the Ashley Cole Apartments on Scenic. And I got a text in earlier today saying they were without water for 12 hours this morning. And somebody said that they the relative had come over to prepare for work because they didn't have water or whatever. So I got a hold of my good friend Davis, who used to produce this show, now works at ECUA, worked at the county for emergency manager.
New pop.
Public safety for a while. Yeah, new pop. That, well, relatively. Anyway, yeah.
Oh,
and
half,
yeah,
whatever.
And but you know, he's at ECUA, so I, you know, I got a hold of him. I was like, hey man, do you know anything about these? No, I'll look it up. So here's the story. The water people tell him that the apartment complex maintenance requested ECUA to turn off the water.
Oh, that's interesting.
To do maintenance work or repairs.
Well, they usually send letters out.
Well, that's the question. I mean, if you live there and the apartment complex, I mean, it could have been a crisis, could have been an emergency, or it could have been, I don't know if it's scheduled or not, but you typically you would think they'd notify the residents, you know, hey, beware, this is happening. But it might have been an exigent circumstance. In any case, ECUA did not do this suddenly to people, so could be some internal conversations.
Just
I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, Ashley Club has the best little amenities. They're the best.
David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The U.S. and Canada have reached a deal to open a new multi-billion-dollar bridge linking Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. The Gordie Howe International Bridge will open on July 27th and be a the fourth major crossing between Detroit and Canada.
I was going to say, that's a, I mean, I've traveled that bridge. That's, you know, or that crossing anyway,
right.
So a fourth bridge now. All right.
Police in Portland, Oregon, Andrew, say a naked man was arrested after allegedly trying to pull a 7-year-old girl away from her mother at a park. Investigators say bystanders and the girl's parents stopped that suspect before police arrived. The child luckily got away from the whole situation with only minor scratches and was treated at the scene.
Now, not to in any way make light of what was obviously a pretty scary circumstance, but it is Oregon. And we lived in the southern portion. That's northern Oregon, okay? And in the southern Oregon, you've got, like, you know, down around Medford, okay? You could go down just a little farther south of that. And in Ashland, they would actually have naked yoga in the park because it's a super, super liberal place. And, you know, I'm not saying I ever went because I never did. But, you know, you wouldn't typically take a kid to the park on a Saturday morning in Ashland at the other end of Oregon. So Oregon's a different place. When they say the left coast, they mean Oregon. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I would not want to live in a place where I couldn't go to the park without running into
a bunch of naked people stretching and bending and hot yoga and in the whatever. Yeah, no, but that's the real thing.
Okay. Well, and England and Argentina are headed to the World Cup semifinals after a couple of hard-fought quarterfinal matches that included controversial officiating decisions.
Oh, yeah. There was a dude in, was it the England match, I think, where they gave him a yellow card and then they run it on replay and the other guy was completely faking and they reversed the yellow card and gave it to the other side. And that was his second yellow card, so he got ejected from the game and they went down to 10 men because two yellows is a red. Yeah, but they were right. That was the right call for that game. So, you know, if you have the stomach for watching the World Cup, then it's been interesting.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley, a total workaholic senator who had fun doing it. As President Trump tells Fox, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's cause of death, a tear in the aorta, hours after returning from Ukraine.
Senator Graham, who served as an Air Force lawyer in the 1980s, was a staunch advocate of using U.S. military power to protect democracy around the world, more recently in Ukraine. Although those views sometimes clash with growing isolationist sentiment in Washington, Senator Graham became a loyal defender of President Trump.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. CENTCOM completes a fourth wave of airstrikes against Iran's coastal radar, drones, missiles, and small boats attacking commercial vessels. A New Zealand actor, Sam Neill, is passed at age 78. Blockbuster career from Jurassic Park to Peaky Blinders to Damien in the Omen films. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 77 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies this morning. We'll go to check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That is up here in just a few minutes. A 36-year-old man from Jay has died after a motorcycle crash in Navarre on Saturday night. Troopers say that happened about 8:45 that night at Highway 87 and Segura Street. A 75-year-old Fort Walton Beach woman driving an SUV crashed into a motorcycle. The rider died from his injuries. The SUV driver was not hurt. Troopers have not released details on what led to the crash. An investigation into that is still ongoing. Six Pensacola State College students have brought home top honors from a national healthcare competition. The students competed at the HOSA International Leadership Conference in Indianapolis. Riley Larrill and Samantha McDowell each won first place. Larrill in veterinary science, McDowell in health career photography. Several others also placed in the top five or top 10 in categories like pharmacology and medical spelling. Coordinator Hillary Sandusky says she is proud of how far those students have come. Now, Atmore Community Hospital is reportedly filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but they do say patients shouldn't see any disruption in care. The 49-bed hospital serves many North Escambia County residents, pointing to rising costs and a legal fight over local tax funding as reasons for that bankruptcy filing. Hospital officials say the move is meant to stabilize the hospital's future. Officials say that the emergency room will stay open around the clock and staff and insurance plans remain the same. Now, Florida Senators Rick Scott and Ashley Moody are marking 5 years since Cuba's Patria Vida protests. The two reintroduced a resolution honoring Cubans who took to the streets in 2021 to demand democratic change and protest human rights abuses under the Castro regime. Scott says the fight for a free Cuba is not over, pointing to the recent indictment of Raul Castro. Moody compared the protesters' courage to America's founding fathers. SpaceX has an early morning launch planned tomorrow from Cape Canaveral. The Falcon 9 rocket will launch 29 more Starlink satellites into orbit, with a launch window opening at 3:15 tomorrow morning until 7:15 in the morning. Weather permitting, could be visible across a lot of Florida's East Coast. Hundreds of homes in the Gandyville and Burnville areas lost power Saturday after apparently falling trees took down utility lines. A large oak collapsed on Killam Road near Century. that blocked the road and knocked out electric for about 480 EREC customers. A second tree also fell near Hecker Road in Century, although that tree luckily missed the power lines. It is 8:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives.
And watching a few slowdowns right now, it looks like a couple of accidents in the area, and it is slowing things down. 9 Mile and Stefani Road in Pensacola, we are showing a roadblock after a vehicle crash with injuries this morning. Also, scenic at North Point near the Dairy Queen as you're about to get on I-10. There is a vehicle crash, and that's slowing things down. You're headed north on scenic. Brent and Sycamore Drive showing an accident this morning, and Fairfield and Ruby Drive in Pensacola showing an accident but not showing a roadblock. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can let us know. Text it in. Candy with traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high chance of rain, 70% overall, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Tuesday, 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Wednesday, a 20% chance of rain with a high near 91, and Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 78 degrees with cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. Taking a look at your money now this hour. Our markets are mixed at the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow is up 117.5 points at 52,754.62. S&P 500 is down 15.5 points at 75,59.94. NASDAQ down 195 points at 26,88,996. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's up today at 4.58%. Turning to commodities, gold is down 44 bucks at 4,069.70. Silver down 135 at 58,81. Bitcoin is down 1,400 at 62,675.44. Taking a look at those financial headlines today. Well, it's not cheap to fly these days, and the head of one of the country's biggest air carriers says it may get even more expensive soon. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the price of airfares is not likely to come down, even if the cost of jet fuel does. He tells Fox Business that fuel is only one of the many aspects of running an airline that's gotten more expensive, including labor, airport infrastructure, technology, and the planes themselves. Now, nearly $200 million has been wagered by prediction market users on midterm election results. NBC analyzed over 1,400 open markets on Polymarket and Kalshi, where users bet on several topics, including sports, political elections, and global events. According to Kalshi, the most likely outcome in the November midterms is Democrats taking control of the Senate and the House with a 46% probability as of Sunday evening. And United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is under a Justice Department investigation over claims he sought favors for his fiancée. This comes after a union monitor put out a report finding Fain unfairly retaliated against current UAW Vice President Rich Boyer. The report looked at how Fain stripped Boyer of his job overseeing the Stellantis department, which covers 40,000 members that work for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This July, America celebrates 250 years of freedom. And at Gems Firearms, they're proud to celebrate the values that make this country strong. Freedom, responsibility, community. It's Brent Lane for Gems Firearms. Every customer matters, whether you're purchasing your first firearm or adding to a lifetime collection. Their experienced team is there to answer your questions, earn your trust, and help you make the right choice. Gems Firearms, backed by more than 35 years of family tradition at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or at gemsfirearms.net.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Get ready for the News Radio 92.3 Naval Aviation Museum Foundation broadcast of the 2026 Blue Angels Air Show on Pensacola Beach. Hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio or download our app. Then tune in Friday at 2 and then Saturday starting at 11 to hear all the narration from the News Radio team and the Blue Angels. Brought to you by Fishbane Orthodontics, Florida's finest structures, Express Pros Pensacola, Buffalo Rock, and Emerald Coast Coins.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's topic is inspired by a gaffe that I made earlier this morning. We were talking about the passing of Sam Neill, actor Sam Neill, Jurassic Park, Hunt for Red October, and I made the mistake because I had thought it earlier when the news came out. I'm like, oh, those aren't the movies I think of him as being most famous for. I think of him as being most famous for, you know, Mr. Smith in The Matrix and for being Elrond in Lord of the Rings, and I said it on the air, and somebody texted in and said, you mean Hugo Weaving, and I thought, oh, so dumb, Andrew, so dumb.
Same guy.
But they're not the same person. But it got me thinking about a topic that we haven't talked about in a long time, which is celebrity doppelgangers. Oh. The people that you know they're not the same person, but there's a part of you that if it turned out they actually were, you'd be like, I always knew. So 437-1620. So today's Sam Neill and Hugo Weaving are my celebrity doppelgangers for the morning. And
Hugo Weaving's daughter, Samantha Weaving.
Okay.
And Margot Robbie.
Oh.
Same person. And
Jamie
Presley. Same person. Yes. God, I love you, dude. But no, it's the same person.
Yeah. Jamie Presley.
All beautiful and all amazing actresses.
Right. Great actress. But Jamie Presley from, most famously from My Name is Earl. And Margot Robbie from everything. Wolf of Wall Street and Barbie, you know, whatever. Yeah. And Suicide Squad. And yes, they are 100%, like, if, you know, interchangeable people, you would think they're the same person. So my question for you is 437-1620. Who is your celebrity doppelganger? I'm going to wait on mine because I have one. I have a couple that are like, I mean, really, to me, they are. So I'm going to wait for your text and see if it comes up in the conversation. It probably will, but 437-1620. Okay. This to me, this is a great example. Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley. Okay,
same
so,
person.
Yeah, and didn't, I'm going to feel dumb to say this, didn't they both play in Star Wars Phantom Menace? Wasn't the one the princess and the other one was like the fake stand-in one for her or whatever, I want to say. But yeah, like if you told me, hey, there's Keira Knightley, I'd be like, I don't know who that is. But if you said, there's the woman who looks like Natalie Portman, oh, okay, you know, because they do. They look very, very similar to each other. Chad Smith and Will Ferrell?
Yeah, Chad Smith is the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He and Will Ferrell look exactly alike and sometimes sit in for each other for stuff.
Okay, all right. Does Chad Smith play the cowbell?
Yes, they will both do the cowbell.
They probably have done it in bits. Okay. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. Bruce Dern is a doppelganger for whom? You got to. This is a pairing. You got to name two. So I got a text in here that just says Bruce Dern. Well, I mean, and who? Gary Busey and Nick Nolte.
Sorry.
And the same buck teeth. And they kind of talk the same a little bit, right?
And their hair goes like this. Whenever our cats have like a little fluff going on, we call it a nolte.
That's really funny.
All right, so that's one. Just, you know, again, they're... and some of them are kind of funny. Okay, John Cusack and Scott Baio. You know, I don't see it. I'll just tell you, I don't see it. And, you know, part of the reason is because each of them are so... I probably haven't seen Scott Baio in 30 years, okay? Like, Joni Loves Chachi's the last time I've seen him. And to me, John Cusack is like, I instantly know who that is, and I love almost all of his movies. And so, but I'll take your word for it, if you say. 437-1620. All right, I'll tell you, I'll give you one of mine. And I have a super mental block on this one, too. Tandy Newton and Zoe Saldana.
We get them confused all the time, and we always think it's the wrong person. They look so similar.
And this is one where I literally cannot think of both women's names at the same time. If I'm thinking of Tandy Newton, it's like I can remember that woman, okay? And I'm thinking of her, like, from Westworld, for example.
Yeah,
or
it's my husband's hall pass.
Yeah. But then I'm like, the other one's name is, okay, I can't remember. I have to go look it up. Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, Zoe Saldana. Same thing in reverse. I'll see Zoe Saldana. I'm like, oh, Zoe Saldana. And who's the other girl? Ah, I can't think of her name. Tandy Newton. But they are, I mean, if you saw them side by side, you'd believe, no, somebody's playing a trick on me. That's impossible. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching a few accidents this morning that popped up all of a sudden. You know, vehicle crash with injuries, 9 Mile and Stefani Road in Pensacola. I-10 westbound at the exit ramp at 10B. Now, there is a vehicle crash with a roadblock, and that's following the semi that has been laying there for a little while. So very slow getting in and out of that area. Scenic Highway, North Point showing an accident, making a little slow northbound Scenic, and Sycamore Drive and Brent Lane showing a roadblock this morning. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can let us know. Text it in. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. If you're looking for a good quality used car, a car that's 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, you know, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles, warranted to 10 years or 100,000 miles, good condition, A quality cars. That's all they sell because they know they're going to stand by them. So they kind of have to sell good quality cars. Frontier Motors, that's what they specialize in. They've got about 150 on the lot right now. Sorry, about 300 on the lot right now. They sell about 150 every month. So if they don't have it now, they might have it in a month. And if they have something close right now, or even not at all, you know, you're looking for something, hey, call and be like, hey, I'm looking for this. What do you got? Well, we got that in red. Yeah, but I want it in blue. Okay, well, go looking for me. And they will. And they go looking for people for cars all the time. Different trim levels, different colors, you know, number of miles. You want higher and you're willing to, you know, you want to pay less, or you're willing to pay more and you want it newer. The point is, they go buy cars all the time. Again, about 150 new cars every single month come through the lot. So whatever it is you're looking for, try them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, we're talking about celebrity doppelgangers, people who you know they're different people, but there is a part of you that if you discovered they were not a different person, you'd be like, yeah, I always knew it. 437-1620. Oh, this is a good one. Dennis Leary and Willem Dafoe.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you think about it, it's so sometimes for people, it's not that they really facially look the same, but they talk similar or they have a similar voice. You know, and I don't know why. I tend to be a person who picks up on movement and mannerisms more than I do on exact appearance and, of course, voices for me in my industry. But, yeah, when people move and behave the same, that to me is a, oh, you remind me of this person because that's how you walk or whatever. And I don't know that most people necessarily categorize people that way, but, boy, I sure do. 437-1620, 437-1620. They said Gary Busey and Nick Nolte. No, Gary Busey and your local meth head. Come on, that's not nice. But he's not wrong.
Regional meth head.
Yeah, regional. Carrot Top and Kathy Griffin. Oh, so wrong, so right. 437-1620. Nina Dobrev and Emmanuel Chiriki. Yeah, they're definitely the same person. And if it turned out that they and Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley were all like sisters and it was really just two of them, you wouldn't be all that surprised. Let's see. Somebody says that my husband gets Tommy Lee Jones occasionally. Okay, and she sent me a picture. I could see it. All right, I got you. A little bit less famous. Let's see. Okay. This is, I'm so sure of this one that I actually really believe these aren't three different people. And this is a three-way. Okay, this is a threesome. You ready? So Ryan Reynolds and Dane Cook.
Same guy.
And
who's the other one?
Jason Lee.
Oh, from Mallrats. Yes.
Jason Lee.
I can see that.
Ryan Reynolds and Dane Cook. So much so that when I used to see, and I Ryan Reynolds become a little bit more famous, a lot more famous now. So I know him from Dane Cook, but when I would watch a movie like Waiting.
Like Waiting.
Well, which one is it?
Right.
Which one is it? So let's see. Rona Mitra and Kate Beckinsale. That's one. Yeah. Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg.
Same guy.
And that's one of those, not just same guy, but play the same roles, talk the same way, have this roughly similar haircut, same, you know, wimpy, anti-masculine demeanor, you know, same height. Like, they just seem like the same person, even if they don't always look exactly the same. This one used to bother me. Mark Wahlberg and Matt Damon.
Oh, I used to get him confused, but, too, yeah, until Team America.
There you go. You see him in the right. Somebody says David Spade and Ellen DeGeneres.
Same guy.
Unkind. I say that's unkind because every once in a while somebody will say, I look like David Spade, and I do not take that as much as a compliment. Who's the... The more of a compliment is David Spade and David Caruso, and then they say, I look like David Caruso, and I think, well, on a good day, you know? Plus, he's more of a redhead. Let's see. Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. Well done, John Hutchinson. Well done. You know, Forrest Gump and that Castaway guy, I think, and the Mr. Rogers guy, I think they're the same guy, all right? Sally Field and Diane Wiest. Oh, really? No. Really? No. Really? I can't see it.
Kind of. I don't know. Maybe in their later roles because.
Okay, I don't know.
But I love them both.
Oh, this is true. James McAvoy and Jason Gordon-Levitt. A little difference in age.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah, very, very similar. And you might throw Heath Ledger into that group a little bit, maybe before when he was alive. I don't know. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's see. We already said Margot Robbie and Jamie Presley. Penelope Cruz and Paz Vega.
Same person.
Very similar. Amy Adams and Isla Fisher.
Yes. Yes.
This is such fun.
It just
hit
me. They're two separate
things.
People.
Right.
Yeah.
They are, though.
Wow,
but they
sure
you know.
Are.
Zach Braff and Dax Shepard.
Very, very similar.
Very similar. Liam Neeson and Ralph Fiennes.
Same guy.
See? Now you're seeing the world the way I'm seeing it. I love this. Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel. Except for...
Oh, sure. Except for the bangs.
Yeah, yep. The bangs. And Katie's a little bit more voluptuous than Zoe is. But, you know, yeah, like, face-wise, it seemed very similar. This one actually messed me up for a long time. Bryce Dallas Howard and Jessica Chastain.
Right. I was surprised to find out there were two people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're both fantastic.
Rona Mitra and Kate Beckinsale. Mm-hmm. Emily Blunt and Alexis Bledel.
Yes. Yes.
I love doing this list. It's just... there was one other one I had on my list. Where was it? I don't want to say the ones I've already said. Maybe that is all the ones I wanted to say. Lea Michele and Idina Menzel, but that's maybe a little bit less well-known.
Sure.
But there you go. All right, so that's our fun for today because Andrew made a gaffe earlier on the radio, and I figured we had to cover it. Your celebrity doppelgangers. 437-1620. It's 852 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Millions watch the Blue Angels every year. Thousands line Pensacola Beach, but almost nobody gets to fly with them until now. Climb into a full-scale replica FA-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the thrill of flying the slot position with Blue Angel No. 4. Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You're cleared for takeoff in the only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your mission today.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Thursday at 9, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes opening doors of Northwest Florida's Bruce Cady and Pastor Evelyn Dieterville, a community leader, grant strategist, speaker, educator, and founder of Extra Mile Club Straight Up Incorporated. She's a member of the Homeless Continuum of Care Leadership Council and provides an important voice for the homeless living in the rural communities across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9 with opening doors of Northwest Florida. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Snakes. What? Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Good morning, 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. There's a weird line of storms basically from out in the Gulf right south of us going all the way west to almost Texas along the waterline, along the coastline. It seems to be moving mostly south-southeast, so I don't think that we're going to get very much, if any, of this throughout the day, but we're kind of like right on the edge of where it's been affected. So don't call me a liar if we get rain, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any of it coming our way. But I wouldn't take a boat and go west. How about that? Candy's got traffic on the fives. Candy?
And watching a few accidents this morning, it looks like they just kind of popped up out of nowhere. We do have one. This is a vehicle crash with injuries, 9 Mile and Stefani Road, and that's still blocking things. And I-10 westbound, the exit ramp, 10B, as you're making your way onto into Car City maybe, the U.S. 29 northbound ramp is backed up after a vehicle crash with a roadblock this morning, 437-1620. You see that accident or slowdown, you can text in. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
All right, I've got a story, and I'm 90% sure I haven't done this before on the air, but Candy, you have to tell me if I have, because I think what happened is I told my wife the story, and in my brain I remember telling it, and I don't know if I told it there or here, but you stop me if I told the story. Young man in Scotland goes to the doctor and says, there's something wrong with my eye. Goes to the eye doctor, goes to the eye clinic. And he has multiple retinal tears in his right eye, serious separation at the edge of the retina. Have I talked about this on the air?
God, it sounds familiar.
Okay, anyway. So, and they're like, well, have you had a trauma? Has something happened to your eye? Have you been in a car accident? Something like that. You know, like, the eyesight tested sharp, but, you know, like, you know, no head injury, no accident, whatever. And as they continue to investigate, it's like flashes of light start appearing. He's got floaters. He's got all kinds of eye trauma problems. And then over the course of time, finally, they're like, my goodness, there's really a lot of damage in your eye. And were you play sports? Did you get punched? Were you a boxer? You know, what happened? And eventually he says, well, there is something. I've been using a massage gun on my eyeball.
Dude.
For 3 months to what? Alleviate eye strain headaches. So, you know what a normal person does is you just rub a little on your eye. You know, you eye strain. I'm not saying that that's a good thing either. But he's putting, you know what a massage gun, like for your knees or for your thighs, or your wounded muscles. He's putting it against his eyeball and running it. The fact that his eyeball survived, honestly, and only had mild retinal tearing and the other problems, he says he was using it on both eyes once a week for several minutes at a time for 3 months to reduce eye strain. Not recommended. And he says, well, I figured it was okay because there was no warning in the instructions against using it on your eyeball.
I can't remember the name of the thing, but it's like God weeding out the garbage.
And
it's,
the Darwin Awards?
The Darwin Awards,
yeah.
Kind of like me not remembering the name of the Darwin Awards.
So, because what happens is, you know, if your eyeball gets compressed, that pulls and stretches in unusual ways, and that's what causes the kinds of injuries. That's why they thought trauma or boxing or sports or something like that. So the short takeaway here is don't use the muscle vibrating gun on your eyeball, and you don't need to have a warning on the label not to do that. We're going to presume that you're smart enough to figure that one out on your own, although apparently not in all cases. 437-1620. Oh, this is actually a valuable study. it comes out. I think I might have mentioned this last week. God, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm repeating myself on a couple of these topics. Biggest risk to, we mentioned with the Deion Lesky stuff and their, the tables that go up and down. So that, women of maternity, women who are pregnant, one of the greatest threats to miscarriage is women having to bend over at the waist at work a lot. I did mention that. Okay. And I tell you that because the risk of miscarriage goes up 30% for every hour of your workday that you tend to be bending over at work. So late stage pregnancy, 7, 8, 9, I mean, talk to your doctor, but you know, don't do that.